Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Hanging out here live on this Thursday morning. Headed into a beautiful sports weekend. Got opening day. The Atlanta Braves taking on the San Diego Padres out at Petco Park. That'll be just after 4 o'clock today. We also got Sweet 16 kicking off today with the Alabama BYU matchup. That's coming up at 7:09 tonight. I also have my fantasy baseball draft tonight. That'll be...
What?
Interesting slash
Wait,
exciting.
Why is it so late?
I know. What do you mean? Oh, because it's kind of hard to get everybody on the same page. I like it later in the spring because I have drafted guys that have been injured in spring training. I'm like, let's just wait till opening day. Yeah. So, and everybody wanted to do it on a Thursday this
but
year.
But you're going to have games.
Yeah, I mean, your games are going to be played. That doesn't
really matter,
I guess. I'm not sure who your commissioner is, but that's some...
Wink, wink, wink.
That's some bad management of the league.
I don't know how many fantasy titles y'all have won, but if you are drafting guys based off of, I don't know, 2 hours of baseball or whatever it may be tonight, you got bigger issues.
I just think
you got bigger issues.
It's just malpractice.
Well, 162 games that you're going to base off maybe two innings.
It's not about that. It's about the like. To me, you want to start before a season because, I mean, even last night would have been fine. I can't really get into the Dodgers Cubs thing. That was two games. It was like a week and a half before
over in Tokyo.
The season starts.
Sure,
but I think there's something beautiful about the fact that maybe you draft this player with your first overall pick, you know, maybe yesterday, right? And then he goes out and has a season-ending injury the next day, and that guy's just...
See, there's something beautiful about that.
Not about the guy getting hurt.
I know.
But about the fact that...
There's nothing beautiful about
that. But, you know, you're bragging, yeah, man, I got that pick. You're like, hey, you're bragging now, tough guy? But see, now you give people an outlay. Well, I know he got hurt, so I'm going to... I just think you... That's... To me, managing a fantasy baseball might be the hardest to do.
It is. It's tough.
So managing that roster is an art form. I don't want to give anybody any advantages.
Yeah.
Any. Because it's already super tough.
Okay, but let me play the flip side. And we got to get through this really quick. But let me give you the flip side. Guy pulls his hammy. First week of spring training, he's going to start the season on IL. How far does he fall? And at what point are you willing to say, man, I can draft him in the sixth round, but I won't get him till mid-May, but he could possibly come back and hit about 30 taters when he does come
back.
Dude,
it doesn't matter with good players.
No.
We don't even know if
Shohei
Ohtani's going to pitch at all this year
for the
Dodgers now, cuz he was starting to ramp up. He kind of tempered it down a little bit. That said, he still was off the board in my draft as a pitcher and a hitter, because we have him.
Yeah,
we have him separated as a hitter and a pitcher in the
well,
in the Yahoo.
We
league.
Also we have keepers in our league. We have six keepers per team, so he's off the
a
board.
A lot of them.
Is.
That's a full dynasty.
We've been, and this is our 17th year of the league, so it just continues to roll on. Like Mike Trout's been on the same team every single year, and we just, that's the way we do it. That's the way we prefer it. Jump on a guy early if you think I might draft Drake Baldwin in the first round. You know what I mean?
You know,
I got to keep him forever.
You know, I got him on my team.
Do you?
Yeah, I got him and Sean Murphy, which the Murphy thing was just kind of I was late getting to a catcher, right? I'll be honest.
All right, so real quick before we get to Mic'd Up, which I think is going to be a lot of fun, we're going to feature something Daniel Suarez had to do, one of the NASCAR drivers. Lucas Oil Stadium is going to be the host of one of these Sweet 16. I hate that. I hate that. I don't know if you have a problem with it. I love the fact that when they're in Atlanta this weekend, I get it for a Final Four. Lucas Oil Stadium will host a Final Four next year in Indianapolis. I hate the fact that they're playing in a football stadium for the Sweet 16. I get that you can sell 20,000 more tickets. That's fine. But I hate that they're doing it in a football stadium, man.
So I don't – there's multiple things I don't like. For one, I think it's dumb that you have 70,000 people watching a basketball game like that, where there's half the audience can't even see they can barely see the floor. They're so far away. The other thing I don't like is the elevated court. I don't like guys running up. I know that they give you plenty of space and nothing's happened, but it just feels like something bad one day is going to happen with that elevated floor. You know.
Like I go tumbling off the side, straight Shaquille O'Neal style.
The other thing I would say is I've heard guys talk about this. I don't know. I've never shot basketball in a stadium before.
Yes.
But it can throw off shooters.
I think.
And so to me, to your point, again, I feel like it just like the rules, where if it's a rule for 38 minutes of a basketball game, why would it not be in the last 2 minutes? Same thing with if you've played every game all year in a arena that is a basketball type arena. Why would you go then to a stadium just to sell more tickets? I get, don't miss me with the why about, you know, fans and money and all and all that goes into it. It's about the integrity of the game for me.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. All right, before we get the mic, let me explain what we're doing here. All right, so NASCAR is making a trip this summer down to Mexico City. They're going to do an international race for the first time in forever. I could not tell you. Autodromo Mexico Hernando, I think. Hermando is the name of it. The place they're going to be running. So there was a feature, and I did a deep dive yesterday on Daniel Suarez, a Mexican driver in NASCAR's Cup Series, and he actually became a U.S. citizen this summer. I thought it was really, really cool. He kind of went through the entire process, talked about it being a special day. Steve Phelps, actually, who's the president of NASCAR, did the oath ceremony when Daniel Suarez did it. But I was interested to know that there is actually a 10-question quiz that's given at the ceremony. So we're going to ask Bo to do it. Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 99 car, this past summer became a United States citizen. He was talking about how excited he was, and now he's excited to take the NASCAR Cup Series back to his home in Mexico City and have them be featured down there. It's going to be a big, big deal this summer for NASCAR's Cup Series. They gave him a 10-question quiz about U.S. history and U.S. civics. And I think that Bo is going to fare pretty well. You have to pass 6 out of 10 of these in order to be able to do it.
I was never good at civics. I enjoyed history because I enjoyed learning about the things that had happened. But geography and civics and that algebra and all that stuff, I'm just not very good at it.
Dylan,
economics.
Can we drum up some special music maybe for Mr. America over here?
Oh, Hulk Hogan's here. Oh my God! Hulk Hogan is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Man, what are you talking about? You talk about a guy who fell off. The more people found out about Hulk Hogan, the worse it was for Hulk Hogan.
It was. And some of his quotes in court, definitely not something you want on the record.
His quotes, how he treated other people. He would never really put anybody over in wrestling. You know, that's like basically losing. Like even I go back, I know we got to get to this, but I always go back to when the Ultimate Warrior beat him for the title, like at WrestleMania like 5 or 7 or something. And like Hogan didn't even stand under the pin for long enough. Like he jumped out of it. Like he was this. He This is a very selfish human being. Anyways, yeah. I digress.
All right. Well, look, so I took this test myself to see how well I could do it, and I got 6 out of 10. And it was tough.
Is that passing?
Yeah. Daniel Suarez was saying you got to get 6 out of 10 in order to pass.
Oh,
you can't go 50%.
I know.
Way tougher than I thought it was going to be. All right.
Never a good test taker, Dylan.
Here's where we're going to start. Question number one: who is the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? And this is multiple choice. Principal author of the Declaration of Independence: Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, or Alexander Hamilton.
I fear Bo may be cooked.
Yeah.
Where's Herbie Hancock at?
Yeah.
Ask one more time. Give me the choices one more time.
Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton.
See, I want to say John Adams, but I always know Benjamin Franklin was writing it. So I don't know. Benjamin Franklin?
That's going to be an...
Who was
Dylan,
it?
Get the buzzer lined up for this man.
Who was it?
It was Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
Thomas Jefferson.
I don't know. They're all the same, I thought.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, question number two. Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
There he goes. We're one for one, ladies and gentlemen.
What a
George
general
Washington.
He was.
All right, this is where I started to get astray a little bit. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. Who was the U.S. president during World War I? The U.S. president during World War I. I had to do some thinking here, all right? Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, or JFK?
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson is correct. Nice work, my friend. I can't remember if I got that one right the first time around. There it is, Dylan. All right, question number four. When was the U.S. Constitution written? When was the U.S. Constitution written? Is it A, 1776, B, 1787, C, 1796, or D, 1804?
The second one was 87?
1787 was B, 1796, C, 1804, D.
I'm going to go with 87.
87 is correct. Attaboy. All right, we're off and running now. Question number five, how many years is a U.S. senator's term? How many years is a U.S. senator's term?
Seems to be unlimited.
2, 4, 6, and 8 is the options. 2, 4, 6, and 8. How many years is a U.S. senator's term?
God, I used to think they were... I think they're 6.
That is correct, my friend. You are off and running. You're almost already passing. It's impressive so far. How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution? Is it 10? 22, 27, or 30? How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution? 10, 22, 27, and 30.
27.
You are correct, my friend. We are one away from you passing this quiz. Let's see what we got here. You can look at this one if you want to. Which of these states does not border Canada? And it actually has pictures if you want. I'll show them to you. But is it A, Alaska, B, Maine, C, North Dakota, D, Michigan, E, Montana, or F, Oregon? Alaska, Maine, North Dakota, Michigan, Montana, or Oregon. One of these does not.
Let me see this map thing, but I think I know my answer.
So there is one highlighted right now because I've been through this before. That's not the one. So I'll take one off the board for you if you want to look at the map. Yeah, it's just got outlines of the states. You can't see it, obviously, right now, but it's just outlines of what the states look like. If you've ever seen Alaska or Maine or Michigan.
I'm going to go with, I want to say Oregon, but the little tail goes, but I'll say Maine.
Maine is...
Was it Oregon?
It was Oregon.
Damn,
man.
I knew I should have went with Oregon.
Oregon. All right, let's try this one. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803? Is it Texas, Louisiana, California, Florida, Maine, or Alaska?
The Louisiana Purchase.
That's the Louisiana Purchase, my man. You got it. Question number nine, which branch of the government makes federal laws? Which branch of the government makes federal laws? Legislative, executive, or judicial?
I don't think we know anymore, but legislative?
Legislative is correct, my friend. Legislative is correct. And question number 10, which is not one of the rights or freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment? Which one? which is not one of the rights of freedoms or freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution? Is it speech, religion, assembly, press, petition the government, or bear arms?
Bear arms.
All right, man, that's pretty good. How many did we get wrong? Two? How many did we get wrong? Two?
Yeah, you only got two wrong. That's an 80% solid beat for Bo Morgan.
How many did you get when you did the test?
I got 6 out of 10.
I'm a better American than you.
Yeah, you are. You are sleeping on yourself, my friend. Very impressive work, man. So shout out to Daniel Suarez. And I know that was a special moment. I did a deep dive down in the driver of the 99 car for Trackhouse Racing. He is SVG's teammate now.
That was more fun than I thought because you just remember how much you just knowledge that just things you know, you
yeah,
pop
you remember
in your
back
head.
On your high school civics classes.
Yeah,
shout out to whoever your civics teacher
Bo was paying attention in those in those classes.